And look how much innocent blood has been shed in our land. It makes you to shudder. And the only way a land can be cleansed is for the innocent blood to be what? Avenged. Avenged. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us. We have sinned against you. And we do ask that you will help us to turn from our wickedness and let your glory come back to this land. Oh, Lord, help us and take away the wickedness from our hearts and bring about a true repentance, not just a superficial repentance. And God will hear and answer and restore. And that is what I want to leave with you tonight. We must pray for God to restore us as a nation, just as we're praying for God to restore the church, restore our families, restore in areas where we all need restoration. Let's pray God will be merciful to our land and visit us. And how he will do it, I don't know. But there's another kind of fire beside atomic fire. What kind of fire is that? Fire of the Holy Spirit. God wants that kind of fire to get hold of you and me. So instead of being consumed in the judgment, we will be preserved in the midst of the fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Maybe we don't have that kind of faith yet. But if God could do that for them, I don't limit him as to what he can do. And as I've said to you, Psalm 91 will mean much more to us than it has meant. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. What comes after that? But it shall not come nigh thee. Now, it doesn't mean everybody will be protected, but the Lord knows them that are his. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, even if God doesn't deliver us, we will not bow down to the gods of Babylon. So, may the Lord cause his fire to burn in us and cause us not to be removed from the foundation, Christ Jesus. And may he help our land in this time of turmoil and strife. I know not if there will be another president. One never knows what the next day holds. And if there be another, would it be Mrs. Clinton? If ever that happens, we are ready to go down the hill. Because socialism is what they believe in. And how people can vote these people into office, I tell you, it's a mystery. It's a mystery how wickedness is prevailing and people don't want to face up to truth. All we can do is pray and travail before God, for serious days are ahead. But I'm not preaching a message of fear. I am preaching a message of faith and encouragement to you that if one of us suffer, we all suffer. If one rejoice, we all rejoice. And may God help us to pray for Florida. It's still an important state. You see the battles that took place here before Mr. Bush got into power. You saw what happened to Mrs. Schiavo being denied any drink and food. There's a payday for wickedness, you know. But let us pray like Habakkuk in the midst of judgment. Remember mercy. And may God bless you for coming. I know we can't cover everything, but I've said enough to let you know that God can restore even if everything seems to be against us. If he is for us, he is the one who hears and answers the prayers of his people. And we need divine intervention. It's a late hour for us as a people. And our God wants to visit us and restore what we have lost and bring us back to his original purpose for us, which is to take our stand on his word and testify to Jesus Christ. May you saints here be a blessing to those around you as you stand up for the Lord in your little way. And may we help and encourage each other in these turbulent times.